Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awaken Radio. I am your host, Connie Chapman, and each week I speak with experts from all over the world on topics such as happiness, abundance, self-love, and following your heart. Awaken Radio is your online destination for wisdom and inspiration that will support you to live a life beyond your wildest dreams. Hello everyone, this is Connie and welcome to episode 5 of Awaken Radio. I have such a beautiful episode for you today. I actually have my first ever international guest on the show, which I'm super excited about. Today I'm going to be talking to Jennifer Katz, and she is a writer and speaker living in New York City. She's a holistic health and happiness coach who guides clients in one-on-one transformational programs that align all areas of your life, allowing you to step into your full potential. Jennifer uses practical spiritual tools that provide a gateway to your inner happiness and a holistic approach integrating diet and lifestyle changes for a radical shift. If you'd like to connect with Jennifer and find out more about her work, go to jennifercastllc.com. And she has a beautiful site full of videos and information. And she's also got a document you can download called the Happiness Blueprint, which is a guide to clearing the blocks to reconnect with your power source within you to create a life you love. So pop over to her site and check out her work. Now, I can see that Jennifer's on the line, so I'm going to bring her on and we're going to start this really beautiful conversation that we're going to have today about clearing the blocks to self-love. And I know that for so many of you, self-love is it's a big topic, and it's something that many people struggle with and that many of us are really seeking as well. So this is going to be a really powerful conversation. So let me bring Jennifer on the line. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me on your...
Oh, are you there, Jennifer? I can't hear you. I just lost you for a moment there.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Sorry, you just cut
out.
Hi. It's so exciting to have you here calling all in the way from New York City. That's so awesome.
I know. Thank you so much for having me. I saw Jamie... your last or recent speaker post about your radio show, and
sorry, Jennifer, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you. I'm not sure why we're cutting out. Have you got an okay internet connection over there?
I do.
Yeah, sorry. I just was losing you in bits and pieces, but it's all right. I'm sure it will smooth out as we keep talking.
Okay. Maybe it just has to catch up.
Maybe it is. Cool. Okay. So we're going to have a really awesome conversation today about clearing the blocks to self-love. And I know by reading your work and also with the work I do that we're both really, really passionate about this topic. And where I wanted to start with this today was to discuss this topic of self-love, because a lot of clients come to me sort of saying, what's missing in my life is self-love and I want to cultivate more of that. And I'm sure you come across this as well a lot in your work. And people come to me kind of feeling as though it's like a destination, like something they need to work towards and attain by, they're like, give me some tools and practices and let's get this self-love, you know, thing happening in my life. And then to me, I really feel like that's one of the greatest games that the ego kind of plays with us, is this illusion that love is outside of us, or that we don't have that love already, that we actually have to go on a journey to find it. But ultimately, that love is who we are, and that love is inside of us always. And so, as I know, you cover in your work, and this is what we're going to be talking about today, is quite simply just releasing those blocks, those fearful illusions that stand in between our awareness of that love that's already there and is always there.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly it. And that's why I was just so excited to talk with you, because I can just feel how much you get this and how much you understand this and how many how many people you're affecting with this level of awareness around really what I consider self-love is really the baseline of spirituality. It's the baseline of health, happiness. It's actually the foundation from which every beautiful relationship grows. It's how we magnetize our soulmate to us. It's how we manifest abundance. It's how our life's purpose unfolds. It comes from this internal space of love. So I love everything you said. And so clearing the blocks, of course, is the work. It's not about finding love or really fixing anything. There's nothing, we're not broken, and there's really nothing wrong with us. And I think that if we even have the desire to experience self-love, that's amazing. Most people, I know when I found my path, I didn't even know what that language meant. And it sounded kind of weird. And I was embarrassed to even use the phrase for a couple of years. It sounded, like all the words that are sort of negative, like selfish or self-indulgent or egotistical. You know, there's so much misunderstanding just around that expression before we're actually experiencing it. So really, when I came to the work, I was just wanting to feel better and have my life work, because I was in such a space of struggle. And the idea of experiencing self-love or even happiness for an extended period of time was so far out of reach in my reality. So I think that if people even have the desire to experience this or even know what that means, then I mean, they're just so close to clearing out what's blocking them.
Wow, I actually love that, because I hadn't thought about that for a while, because I too have been on a journey similar to you, where, you know, this whole feeling of love just seems so foreign for so many years. I was really caught in fear and negativity and all that stuff. And I guess I forget that sometimes that language, self-love, you're right, it does have a bit of a negative connotation to it. Like it is an egotistical thing. And even as you said, the yearning starts off because you start going, something isn't working, I'm not feeling right, where is this happiness, where is this feeling I want to experience? And it kind of starts you on the journey to then getting to the space where you're like, okay, now I want to bring more self-love and really cultivate this relationship. But I think that's a really beautiful thing, that I think perhaps I'd forgotten about that space that I was once in, where even the concept of self-love was a bit foreign.
And that is the most powerful moment, that moment when someone says, I know that I can be happy and I'm not, you know, just that desire and that willingness to move forward in a new way. That's key. So really, the biggest thing that I focus on is choice. You know, it's about taking responsibility rather than just going with the flow of really a lot of what's not working for us, whether it's our relationships, you know, the food we're eating, the thoughts we're thinking, the job we go to every day. It's really when we wake up to the truth that some of those relationships or the job or the food choices, you know, or whatever else we're doing, when we wake up to the reality that maybe those things aren't serving us, that's the pivotal moment. For me, I sort of have to hit a lot of rock bottoms, but not Not everyone needs to experience that level of struggle, but it really gives you that opportunity to bounce and go higher than you ever would without this, you know, without these challenges that we face. The challenges are such, they're divine opportunities to really break free and crack open into who we really are. And so I guess that leads us to actually sort of identifying what are the blocks so people can sort of understand the first steps to clearing these blocks, because it's really not about finding or discovering or fixing or being something different or thinking or doing anything. It's really about clearing sort of brushing off these old ideas, old habits, old ways of seeing and being, and so that we can just reveal what's already waiting for us inside.
And I think that's what you shared is really reassuring for anyone who's starting out on their journey or wherever they're at on their journey, is knowing that if that even that slight willingness is there, then the journey's begun and you are so much closer than you think you are, because you have already woken up to the fact that the way that you're doing things or the way that things are or the fear-based perceptions just aren't working for you, and there's that little spark within that's saying, I'm ready to connect with something else. I'm ready to find a new way. And that's really such a beautiful place to start for anyone who's in that space, you know, to recognize you're so much closer than you think you are. So that's a really beautiful perspective to share with people. And so you're talking now about these blocks that get in the way. Where do you sort of start, you know, with that?
Well, and so before we wake up to that desire to feel different and do things differently, and that willingness to move forward in a new direction, we're sort of living in the nightmare of these blocks. And the main blocks, the biggest challenges that we face, are four things. So it's fear, doubt, lack, and limitation. And so what this looks like is addiction, unhealthy cravings, codependency in relationships, you know, staying in jobs that we hate. I mean, we literally, you know, can hardly get out of bed in the morning, but we're still doing it. It looks like judging, attack, blaming, complaining, confusion, worry, you know, any feeling or emotion that causes us discomfort or brings us into that space of struggle, it's actually fear. And so we don't always look at fear as, you know, we usually think of fear and we're, you know, talking about don't walk down the dark alley. But really, so many of us live in a state of fear. You know, it comes out in anxiety, depression, you know, not speaking up, not standing up for ourselves, not leaving the relationship, not leaving the job, you know, whatever that looks like. Mm-hmm. And so it's these four challenges in our thought and belief system that we have either, you know, sort of been conditioned into believing in, or, you know, hatched in childhood when, you know, something bad happened. And so, you know, that tiny moment in time where the idea came in, which you already identified as the false illusion, the ego's false illusion, that, you know, we're not good enough or we're not smart enough, or, you know, that fear of being abandoned or fear of being alone, it comes in at such a young age times. And then we take that past experience and then bring it with us into our present experience, and then we project it into the future. So we're being controlled by these thoughts and beliefs that are just really no longer serving us, and they're blocking us from who we are, and they're blocking us from the life that we're meant to be living, the relationships, you know, work we love, our health, you know, our healthy weight, choices that are aligned with our intentions, you know, just on that day-to-day level.
And I think I love what you shared there, how you've kind of, I love talking about this conversation of fear, because I agree, I have this conversation a lot with people, and they think the fear is, oh, like a fear of public speaking, or fear is when I have a, you know, nervousness in my stomach or whatever, but it isn't. It's actually the space you come from with what you do, and it's fear that's driving each of those actions or those thoughts or those beliefs, rather than it being a fearful feeling, per se. And I think the thing that gets people so caught up in it is we've somehow started to believe that fear is more real than love. And we have this faith in this fear, and people will talk to me and share with me their fearful perceptions, and they believe in them so strongly and say, but this is true, you know, or I have evidence to prove this, or I've been believing it for so long that it's who I am. And I think this is the part of the waking up, is realizing that fear is an illusion, that isn't your truth, and to reconnect with and re-strengthen the relationship with love, which many of us are disconnected from, and we've forgotten that that's who we are. And so I think the game of the ego is to keep us really in those patterns, and to keep us in the space of forgetting, you know, our truth, because if we woke up and realized it, the ego wouldn't exist anymore, and we would just be in our power in that space of love. And so, yeah, a big part of what I feel is really fueling this is that we've got this stronger faith in fear than we do in love.
We live in a fear-based society.
Mm.
So we've been believing in the illusion, and so as we wake up to this, there's so much to process. There's all of the feelings, there forgiveness and believing in these fearful perceptions, these perceptions that really held us back from all of those beautiful relationships and experiencing our truth, experiencing our best self, and so as we do this work, it's actually... we realize that we don't have to do it alone. You know, we start calling on that space, that loving space within. And that's actually how we not only sort of reconnect with it, but it's also how we dissolve and sort of dismantle these fearful illusions. So I'm a really big believer in, well, not believer, I'm in... it's just my favorite thing on earth is, of course, the spiritual perspective. So, you know, from a spiritual perspective, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, right? So we're spirit, and that means we are love, and we're still connected to source energy, God, universe, whatever you want to call it. We're still connected to this love. And this love presence. And so rather than, there's different levels I think people are on. So they might be in a very fearful space, and they are using some form of substance or addiction or relationship or job to sort of numb out the pain or the feelings or, and then we, the next level up is, oh, just slap on positive affirmations or forgive and let go, forgive and release, everything is love and light. Okay, so really, from a spiritual perspective, what we do is we use our inner guide, that power of love that lives within us. And we, as we begin to witness these fearful illusions, we've created awareness around our, belief and lack, our limiting beliefs that we're not good enough, or, you know, we can't have that, or we can't be with that person, or whatever it is, the self-doubt. As we begin to witness that, the biggest tool we have now is to... rather than, not experience those painful feelings, as they're coming in, you know, by numbing them out or just saying, oh, that's not real, get over it. We actually can use our inner guide and that power source within, and we, it's sort of like being alchemists, and we can surrender it and turn it over to our inner guide to transmute and really transmute those fearful perceptions back to love. And so it doesn't have to be so esoteric. It literally, again, it comes down to a personal responsibility and a choice that we make in every moment. I can choose love or I can choose fear. And that's just what it looks like. So we really become aware that we're in a space of fear, we're in a space of limitation, and then we say, okay, I choose to see this differently. And so again, that willingness to really show up for yourself and, you know, choose the higher path and choose what's really true for you and what's in your heart and say, take this from me, you know, and giving it up. That actually is what I consider, you know, the act of surrender. It's giving it up to, you know, our higher self or our inner guide, you know, the power of the universe, whatever you want to call it, to transmute, transform.
Because you have that recognition, okay, I've detoured into fear. I'm in a fearful perception and I'm willing to see this differently, or I'm willing to create a shift or change around that. And that, you know, as you've spoken about, and I practice this so much in my work as well, is the first step, is that powerful awareness to be able to observe and witness what space you're in and what's currently going on, and then to take responsibility to make that choice. And the thing that I sometimes see people get a little bit caught up in is making that choice to hand over to our inner guide or to see it with love is still sometimes that faith in that love isn't as strong yet, and people kind of, there's an uncertainty about, well, what does that feel like or look like? And I'm just curious, on your journey, how you strengthened that relationship with love, how you strengthened that relationship with your inner guide, so that you could have, because I know for me it's been a journey, and I'm at a point now where I just know, you know, like, that's who I am, I can feel it, I have faith completely, but it takes time to strengthen that a bit, and I'm curious how, you know, for you, how you, or how even what you share with your clients, to really get that to a place where you know and you feel the love and you know that you can hand this over and you'll be taken care of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. I mean, it's such a process of unfoldment and it's just such an exciting journey. I mean, you start doing it, you notice those subtle shifts and life starts changing. Life supports us. Life wants to flow through us and take care of us in every moment. The only time that we're not supported is when we're blocking it with fear. And so when we just, again, bring in this simple willingness, everything starts changing so fast. But really the key here is a consistent daily practice. And I, you know, I lived in a constant state of fear. It didn't look like that. And I had no idea that I was, but it was always this low level sort of feeling of anxiety and, you know, not fully going for what I want. And, you know, having these sort of dramatic relationships, and it was just, everything looked sort of chaotic and my emotions were up and down. And it was the consistent daily practice that started changing everything. And so much so that when I began meditating and using a daily prayer, which was literally turning over my thoughts and choices to my inner guide and letting my inner guide run the show for the day, it was probably about 6 months later that I mean, I wasn't even the same person. The things that would trigger me before didn't trigger me. I know any physical ailment, whether it was headaches or any digestive issues, no physical ailments, nothing remained. There were no grievances. There were no like false illusions, limiting beliefs about me. It's like everything cleared out. It was, it really was this really sort of intense spiritual awakening. I didn't even know what that meant, until it happened to me, and then I didn't know what other language to use other than that. And again, the language, it sounds really kind of funny, but when you actually just start practicing and having this experience, then that's when it all makes sense. But yeah, so it's the consistent daily practice of meditation. And then the prayer is really a moment-to-moment practice. It's really witnessing when your ego's coming in and trying to take over and make you feel bad and make you do things that aren't aligned with your intentions. And then, again, having that willingness to see things differently and shift in that moment, really. And it's really interesting to watch just the new thought come in that is really who you really are. And it's a much more gentle process, and it requires a high level of trust and faith. It's the opposite of controlling something and figuring something out, right? And I'm a recovering control freak, and right? So, but so as we do it, then as you've experienced, we begin to experience miracles and huge transformations in all of our relationships and how we feel and how we relate in the world and the creative projects that we're able to put out. And most importantly, we're able to serve on a higher level and just affect everyone around us, whether it's our friends and family or, you know, serving on a high level in our business. And my clients just started transforming so fast. I mean, it was just so... I guess as you do the work, you see the evidence, the physical evidence begins to manifest, and then that's really the fun part.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. I believe so strongly in a daily practice of, whether it's a spiritual practice, even just that daily faith in love and that daily commitment to bring your attention inwards, to connect into yourself, even just to feel, you know, and be in your body for a bit or meditate. And I think it's important for people to see, because sometimes people come to me saying, you know what, I can't seem to make time for meditation and it's hard. And to realize that when you're not setting aside time for your spiritual practice to connect with love, to connect with your inner guide, that entire day that you're spending not in that space, you're actually creating a fear-based practice. Like you're actually, it's like your daily practice of re-ingraining that fear, because you're keeping yourself in it. And so by not being willing to set aside time for the love-based practice, you're just keeping yourself on the treadmill of this fear that continues to unfold and continues to manifest in your world. So it feels like it's getting stronger, because kind of what we see is what we tend to believe as well. And so there's just the importance of that willingness to, I believe, set aside that maybe that small pocket of time where you do sit with yourself and connect and almost have a conversation with yourself, you know, with your inner guide, but also that moment to moment as you move through your day, the awareness. And I've seen huge transformations in my clients simply just through awareness, just by being able to create a distance between the fear that's going on and their awareness of it, so they can see it and observe it and then make the choice. Even that in itself can be so transformative.
It's huge. You know, it's bigger than eating kale every day. It's bigger than going to yoga. It's bigger than calling a friend. I mean, this relationship with ourselves and cultivating the self-love within is the key. It's the key to everything. And so if we don't make that space and we're too busy, well, then we continue to be in that space of struggle. And once again, it's a choice, and that's a choice we can make. And you know, the more we choose struggle, the more painful it's becoming. And so a lot of us are choosing to do things differently because we've had enough, and we know that we're better than this and we deserve better. And we didn't come in to this physical body to experience pain and suffering. We came here to thrive and be together and share our gifts and, you know, ultimately just play and have fun.
And so it's worth it, isn't it? I know we've both been on journeys, and it initially can feel like hard work, but it does get easier, and it's so freaking worth it, because you just are open up to this life that unfolds. It really, I know you often use the phrase a life beyond your wildest dreams, and it really does, because your mind can't conceive what is possible when you come from that truthful space, that space of love, when you do surrender, as you said, to the guidance that's within you, and you allow things to unfold how they're meant to, and it's just magical what can happen in your life.
It's a whole different way of living and being on the planet.
Wow. Oh, it's so beautiful. We're coming up to the end of our conversation. We've been chatting for half an hour, but I'm feeling the love. Like, I feel this has been such a beautiful conversation, and I just, I can really feel the space that you come from in your work, because it completely resonates with where I come from as well. And ultimately, this is how we're healing the planet and shifting the consciousness of what's going on, is each of us waking up to that yearning within us to see things differently, to make a change, to experience more love or more happiness or more flow in our life. And I think this conversation is such a beautiful starting point for people who are ready to take that step. So thank you so much for everything that you shared.
Oh, thank you so much. And I love that you bring up just the global, the world as a whole, because, you know, we change the world on the individual level. So, you know, as we begin to heal and do this work, then we have the capacity to really ultimately heal the world. And that's ultimately why we do this work. You know, it's not about just us. We wake to, you know, to the fact that we can affect everyone just through being who we really are, and just through being happy. That's the only way we can affect change. We can't truly affect change from just sitting on a meditation pillow, or through being angry, or, you know, any of those extremes. It's really going out there in that really heart-based way. So I think that's really why this work is so important.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you feel you wanted to share before we wrap up today? Anything else that you had felt you wanted to say, or do you feel like we've covered it?
No, I think that was so great. And yeah, again, just the biggest thing that I realized that I had no idea would happen was, as I had my personal transformation, and my sort of personal mission, I woke up to my global mission, and it went beyond just my life and, you know, getting what I want. You know, it really turned into something so much bigger. So again, it's always bigger and better than we really could ever imagine. So that's the exciting piece of all of this.
Yeah, and I just quickly wanted to say on that, because there are a lot of people at the moment I see wanting to come into this line of work to be, you know, inspiring others and coaching others and mentoring others. And ultimately, if you have that feeling that you are here to serve the world in a big way and to create change and awaken others, you know, that starts within yourself. You know, come into your own personal practice and be so committed to your own journey of awakening and reconnecting with love, and then it will be a natural flow-on effect that you will just shine that light onto others. But if that yearning is there, you know, we have the responsibility to do our own practice first so that we can be that guide for other people.
I love that.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for your time. It's been such an honor to have you here. I've loved this conversation.
Thank you so much. I loved it. No problem. So fun.
Awesome. Awesome. And thank you to everyone who's been listening to us today. And I look forward to chatting to you guys again next week on Awaken Radio. Thank you, Jennifer. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.